It's the best country, Minnesota 93. TJ here this morning with Christine Nessler in studio with me from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
We have been talking a little bit on and off with you guys about Alzheimer's and kind of dealing with that and making it something that people talk about a little bit more instead of it being so taboo. And today we have some signs. There is a list of the 10 early signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's. I don't know that we'll have time to get through all of them, but we can direct people to get that info. But what are some of the main signs or the key points that you want to touch on today that maybe we should be looking for?
Yeah, you know, I thought knowing the 10 signs would be a good topic to talk about today since June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And so, you know, I think a lot of times people think that memory loss is just one of those things that go with aging, but it's really not a normal part of aging. And so if people are seeing some of these 10 signs, they really should be connecting with a physician to find out what's going on. So we'll just touch on a couple here and then let you know how you can find out about more. But memory loss that's really disrupting daily life is a biggie. And I'm going to say talk about this one first because that is the most common sign of Alzheimer's disease in the early stages. It's really that information, the recently learned information that is lost first. And you'll see things like people asking for the same information over and over, relying on memory aids, maybe relying on family members quite a bit. So that's a big one. Changes or challenges in planning or solving problems. Maybe somebody's having a really hard time, you know, keeping up with their monthly bills or doing a recipe they've done for ages. Difficulty completing familiar tasks at home or work or leisure. It could be that somebody has played bridge for 30 years and no longer wants to go to bridge because they can't remember how to play the game.
Okay.
You know, confusion with time or place is another big one. And, you know, it's not like being on vacation and forgetting what day it is. It's more like forgetting about whole passages of time. So, you know, those are just a few that I'm highlighting here really quick. But if you want to know more about those 10 signs, we did put this information on our website from the Alzheimer's Association. So we put it out on our blog at freedomhomecarellc.com. But there's a couple other options for people, too, if they really want to learn more about those 10 signs. We are able, with the Act on Alzheimer's group, we have some of us that are dementia friends, and we do dementia friends presentations, and that could be for a church group or a civic group. But the 10 signs are one of the things that we really highlight in that presentation, along with 5 key messages about what we want people to know so they can be more dementia friendly, and then also some communication strategies. And then we also have a more detailed presentation that we can give to groups that's just about knowing the 10 signs. So if anybody is interested in learning more about that, you know, definitely check out our website. But if they want to get in touch with me too and set that presentation or information session up, I think that's a great way to get some more detail about how to help people with Alzheimer's and brain challenges.
All right. Excellent. What are the easiest ways for us to get information from you and get in touch?
Yeah. So definitely call the office. Freedom Home Care's number is 507-387-4663. That's 387-HOME. Otherwise, you can always email us too. My email is cnessler@freedomhomecarellc.com. That's a mouthful for the radio, so probably the phone number is the best. But, you know, we at Freedom Home Care, we're providing services for people that oftentimes are struggling with dementia. And so it's just important for us to be able to be out there sharing information about how people can be good support.
All right. That's your source right there. Freedom Home Care, Christine Nessler with us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.